We're on. Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Welcome to the end of the day. Torah Shiurim, I need to take this opportunity to thank Rav Simcha, who I think is a powerhouse behind the Shiurim, amongst many other Gute Zache in town. I myself have a lot of a karas hatov for him. He's somebody who's dips deep into his pocket to be moiker of Torah Avlam Deah. Take this opportunity to wish him much atzlocha and all that he does, and only simchas and nachas. So the title of the shir is Tfilah Kivri Sadikim, speaking to the dead, talking to the dead. So I hope that remains just a topic to discuss. Hope it's enlightening and entertaining, and if everybody remains alive, it doesn't actually become a practical talking to the dead. So please stay awake. So we start with the Gemara in Tainis. Gemara in Tainis, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is talking in the Inyan of the Tainis, which Chazal were Mesakin, Meshas, when there was no rain in Eretz Yisrael, the Mesakin, a group of Tainis. And one of the things the Gemara says there, Sheyotzim Lebeis HaKvoris. Someone goes out to the Beis Eden, to the Beis HaKvoris, and the Gemara asks, Lama Yotzim Lebeis HaKvoris? Why do we go out to the Beis HaKvoris? Why do we go there? What's it for? Field trip. The Gemara says, Plikibor Ablevi Bachoma Rabchanina, Machlikis Amaroim Ablevi Barachoma, and Rabchanina, what are we doing out there? Chadoma Hareonu Chashumin of Nechel Kameisim. We're there. It's a symbol. We're saying to Rabbi Nishan, look, we're like Mesim. It's a feeling of humility. It's a feeling of feeling we've lost cause. What have we got? And we can't. Rabbi Nishan, help us. We go out to the Beis HaKvoris. It's a sorrow. There's no rain. There's no Gashem. There's no Gashemius. It's a sorrow. We're going out there. That the Mesim should misfall for us. The Mesim should go and daven for us. It's quite clear in the Gemara that one can go out to the Beis HaKvoris, and we ask the Mesim, daven. Deshivaksho aleinu ha-Mesim rachamim. There's another Gemara in Sotah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The pasuk says, "Vayalu b'negev m'pashas shlach, v'yovoi ad chevroim." They went up, v'yovoi ad chevroim. Says the Gemara, what's going on? V'yovoi? V'yovoi is a lashon yachid, it's singular. Surely v'yovoyu miboyle. Surely the pasuk should have said v'yovoyu, plural. They came. It's meraglim. Why v'yovoi? Says the Gemara, Rashi quotes it, Allah Teira, Amarava, Melamed, Shapirish, Kolev, Me'adas, Meraglim. This comes to teach us that Kolev, movements of a way separated from the Atas, Meraglim, the idea which the spies had come up with. V'holach, and he went, and Shtateach, Al Kivri Ovis, and he went and he spread himself out over the Kivri Ovis in Hebron, by the Moras of Machpela. Omar Lehen, and Kolev said to the Ovis, Avoisai, my fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bikshu Alai Rachamim. Daven for me. Bikshu Alai Rachamim, Avakish Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, mercy, She'enotzil Me'atzas Meraglim. That I should be saved from the Eitzel, from the ideas of the Meraglim. And Tosfos says that, he asks, in the Gemara, Perik Misha Meso, Brachas Taf Yotches, the Madalav, the Gemara says there, the Meson Le'od in Midi, the dead people, they don't know what's flying in this world. Enjoying Ne'enim Ziv Ashkin on the next world, and they don't know what's going on here. They have no idea. Right? They're there in the next world. They don't know. Says Tosis Yashleima, Dalidei Tvila, Shazem Ispalil, Medin Lehem. Now, through the fact that a person on this world is davening, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim, it doesn't tell us, Medin Lehem, Shehein Ispalil, inform the Mesim that they should daven. That's what Tosis says. And Tosis brings this Gemara that we quoted earlier in Tanis, Loma Yotzim Beis HaKvoris, why do we go out? But it seems, on the simple pshat here, again, there would not be a problem, like we find Mekolev, like we find in the Gemara Tanis, go there, and daven to the Mason, that they should help us out, that they should daven for the Rabbeinu Shalom, they should ask for Rachamim for the Rabbeinu Shalom. It doesn't seem to be a problem. Tosis has an issue with the technical, how will they hear? They don't know what's going on, so they get informed, yeah, they'll have a text message in Shemayim, whatever it is, they'll hear about it. But it doesn't seem to be an issue with davening, asking the Mason to daven for us. However, the Bach in the Yeridea Simon Rish Yudzayin Sichos Nedarim, he brings a tshuva from Reb Chaim Paltiel. It's also brought in the Mashal on the tour in Simon Rish of Ches. The Drisha brings him, I say. Very interesting. He says, somebody who made a neder, Shemisha Noida Leilich the Basic Forest, somebody made a neder to go out to the Basic Forest. Yeah, and so he's got a neder. He made a neder. I'm going, field trip, we're going out to the Basic Forest. Says Reb Chaim Paltiel, Ktas Hoyanira, it would appear. Now hold on tight here. Says Reb Chaim Paltiel, this would appear to be Kedirish Alamesim. Alamesim. Issa Deiraisa of Deirish Alamesim. Yeah? A witchcraft. You go and speak to the dead to find out what's Tutsach, to find out what's going on. Says Reb Chaim Paltiel, you go to the Basic Forest, Nira, Kedirish Alamesim. Ah, he says, Korev Shinishtateach. Al-Kibri Ovis, I find the Gemara, that Kolev did go out, we quoted the Gemara earlier, in Saita, the Kolev went out and spread himself out over the Kibri Ovis, says Reb Chaim Paltiel, no, that way he davened there, was not requesting anything from the Mesim. Spalal Shom, Mukim Kedusha, there it's a holy place, Sadiqim are lying, Moras Machpel, it's a holy place, Kshesh Tehit Tevilos in Ishmas, so that his Tevilos should be heard. But the Chassid of Avram, he quotes the Apostle of Avram. Avram said, "Alamokam Shomad Shom." He also went and davened in a specific place because I had a certain kedusha. So we see that a mokim is goyim. There's an inyan of going to a mokim kedusha. That's all he did when he went there to the Beis Eino. Says Reb Chaim Paltiel, when Kolev went and davened by the Kibur Ovis, when the Moros Machpelah, all he was doing was because it was a mokim kedusha. That's what he writes. Always says. Another thing, one can go out to the Beis Olam, he says, somebody was mevaza, amazed, and he's going there, that we find. But he says, achnoshim, ladies don't matter, some people don't know what they're doing, they're going there to Beis Olam, they know what they're doing there. He says, I don't know what they're doing. He says, I don't know what they're doing going there. And he says, more than that, it's those who make nedarim, ani rogi leftoyach lehem mecharota. I find a Pesach with them, with Charota, to be matter the neder, v'yatir lehen neder, and I'm matter for them, this neder that they said, that they're going to go out to the Beis Olam, v'yitin et stoka mashahoye moitze al aderech, and they should give to stoka that which they would have spent to go out, to journey out to the Beis HaKfaris. So sorry to upset anybody, anybody's already booked their tickets with Ryanair to go to Nozhensk, through Meilech, early tickets. And he would have had to give him, but he's tiny, don't go. People don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. That's his reason. They don't know what they're doing. Kolev went because of Mokum Kudosh, but he feels that most people don't know what they're doing. They're going there. They're asking the mason to daven for them. They're asking the mason to help them. They don't know what they're doing. Don't do it. He was matter the neder. Don't go. So if anyone spent any money and it's refundable, he would say, yeah. So he said to Stongo, he was Mataneda. He's Mataneda. People don't know what they're doing, he says. So Mataneda, and any money we're going to spend on the ticket, I know it's Ryanair, it's probably quite cheap, but you can give that money to Stoka. I left my hat at home, I'll be passing it around, but I'm sure you'll find a good Stoka golf. Bemis, as you mentioned, it's schwer to learn this because the Gemara does say Avoisai Bikshalai Rachamim. It sounds like he's talking to the Avois. It sounds like he's talking, but the Maisa, he's not a Shitti Yichidoi at all. He's not the only one who says this. The Maril in Hilchas Tainis has brought down the Eliyahu Rabbah Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. He writes as well the time that we go out to the Beis HaKfaris on Tanyas, Mishum the Beis HaKfaris Mokim Menuchas Sadikim. It's a place where the Sadikim lay. That's the maximum reason. It's a place where it's Kodesh and Tohir. And the Tvila gets accepted more on a place which is Kodesh. And he's very clear the Maril. Somebody goes to Beis Olam and he davens there. He should not put his hope, he should not put his trust in the mesim which are there. Chas v'shalom to ask the mesim to help you out. You should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyitin alav rachamim. They should give upon themselves rachamim b'schus ha-tzadikim sheikh na'ofa, in the merit of the tzadikim who are lying there. But again, we find a very similar idea, that there's no way that you can ask the tzadikim to daven for you. You're going there either because it's a mokum kodesh, it's a holy place, our tefillah is like a scabble there more than other places, or you're going there that it's misoyer, the zechus of the tzaddikim, Hashem should listen to us, and the zechus of the tzaddikim. But to go there and ask the tzaddikim to daven there, it's very kial. Yosim agamosay neged ameisim. Do not put one trust in the meisim. It's very clear. And even the Bach himself, after he brought the Chaim Paltiel, who says he was Matin Neder, so he says, what should I do? The Paltiel says, don't go. Kvachziko aminik zeh. Go see, the oilam go, the oilam go. And no one seems to protest. The Yesh lezeh smach v'seif ha-zoya. The Bach says in the Zoya you can find a smach for this. We'll talk about that later. But again, the Bach again says, V'daf gilishtateach al kibur ovois, and ispala lafon of yisporach, al kolsoro shaloi tovoi. It's only to go there and daven for the Rebbeinu shaloi lom about any tzora chas v'sholom b'schus avois of an ikvarim b'ha. In the schus of the avois of who are buried there. But we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we davening there? As we said, either because it's Mokum Kodesh, or because we're davening that Hashem should listen to our tefillahs and the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried there. Very clear, the Bach also holds that. This is a mainstream shitta? Definitely. Chai Odom and Klal Kruf Lamed Tes Sif Hei. It's very clear. You have to be very careful, says the Chai Odom. Shelo Yosim Agam Osoy Lispalo Levakshan Amesim. One may not put one's hope and daven and ask anything from the Amesim. Again, Shekore Vadov Aliyos Bechlal V'Doyrish Al Amesim. It's bringing back again where Chaim Paltiel spoke out. It's very close to witchcraft. V'Doyrish Al Amesim. What are you speaking to them for? And she spala la kodesh baruch hu. She davened to Hashem, says the Chayodim. She asked a chesed b'schus ha-sadikim ha-meisim. And she davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should help us. Help you in the schus ha-sadikim who are lying there. Mishnah Berurah, what does Mishnah Berurah say on this? So Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Chav Zayin, says, Beis HaKvar Es Humokim Menuchas ha-sadikim. It's a place where the tzadikim rest. V'atzvila niskabla shom yoisa, and it's a place where the tzvila is more accepted. Ach al yosim agamosa neged amesim. Don't put your trust, don't put your hope into the mesim. What then? Ach yivakish ma'akadosh baruch hu sheyitin lov rachamim b'schus of tzadikim sheich na'ofa. You ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that He should help. You ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that He should help out. He should save us, whatever's going on in your life. Ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, dam to Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help. In Sosa Sadiqim, but the Dam to Sadiqim, it's a non starter. We'll speak about that as well, but that doesn't help. It doesn't help here. They're very clear. They're very clear. They're very clear. You can't ask them, should be a male Yisha. No, these shitters are completely saying you can't ask them. You say, well, I know. Good question. Should be a meditation. Again. So you're not asking. You mean, see, the lashon we say, I agree. The lashon we say, then the may should be a meditation, right? I don't know. The ma'aser. What do we do with this Gemara? Again, the Gemara is a chur, not like that. The Gemara is by Kolev says a voicei big sholai rachamim. It's rather clear that Kolev was speaking to him. He's saying a voicei, my father's Avram Yitzchok Yaakov big sholai rachamim. Daven for me. So the Maram Sheik in his Tshuvas, Erechaim Simon Reish Sadeh Gimel, I believe the Maram Sheik was the Talmud Muvak over the Chasam Sofer. He writes there, very important Yisoid. Right? Very important Yisoid. He didn't come for anything else than this. Take this to the bank. He says from Yerushalmi, and when Tosfos Yontif brings, the Engle made him in our Godish. You can't learn any Alochas from a Gadol de Gemara. Right? You learn a Gadol de Gemara, they're always very interesting. You don't take out any Alochas from a Gadol de Gemara. And he brings something with quite a famous Gemara. Shvichim and Yeshivas often like quoting this Gemara. It comes Yom Neroim time. He brings there a story from Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. There, you find a Eliezer in Doridaya. The Gemara says, Sheniach Zoyna, Achaz Bo'ilim Shloi Bo'aleya. There was no Zoyna in the world who he hadn't been Mezana with. Pam Achaz once, Shoma, he heard, Sheyesh Zoyna Achaz Bekroch Hayom. There was one Zoyna Bekroch Hayom in some distant over the seas. And Vois Neteles kissed Dinrim Schora. She took a pack of money, took a purse full of Dinrim for her payment. Not all kissed Dinrim, so Rezman Dadaya took a purse full of coins for Holach V'Ova Le'ashiva Nahoris. And she traversed seven rivers. And B'Shas Hergel Dova, while during the time when he was being mezana with this Zoyna, Hificha, she blew. She blew. And she turned to him and said to him, "Kishem shefich hazu ein chazeres lemakoimo." Just like this blow, this breath, this blow is never going to come back to its original place. Kach alozim and daya. So too, you alozim and daya a makabel nois b'tshuva. You're never going to be able to repent. You're never going to be able to be chazer b'tshuva. And he heard that, and he chapped the pachad. Holach v'yosha bin shnohorim v'gvois. He went and to the mountains and to the hills. Oh man, he said, horim v'gvois, mountains and hills. Bikshu alai rachamim. Bimavakish rachamim for me. Omer lo, and the hills said to him, Achanu v'akshim alecha, v'akshim alesmeinu. Before we daven for you, we need to ask for ourselves, and the Mor brings a pasuk there. And then he went to the Shemaim v'aretz. Bikshu alai rachamim, heaven, earth, daven for me. And heaven and earth said, no, before we daven for you, we have to daven for ourselves. And then he went to Chamo Levono, the sun and the moon, Big Shalai Rachamim. And he went to the stars and Mazolos and all the constellations, Big Shalai Rachamim. And they all said, we can't, we've got to daven for ourselves. And the Gemara says, he realized, in Adava Tola Labi, the matter is dependent on myself. There's nothing else for me to do. In Niach Risha ben Birkov, he placed his head between his knees, and he cried immensely, until his neshama left him. Yotso Basko v'omro, Basko went down, he said, Rebelezman Tadaya, Mo Zuman Lachaye, Oilam Habo. Mariam Shif says, so does it really mean, Biksha alai rachamim? What did he speak to the mountains? It's not Hollywood, right? It's not Disney, right? There they get the mountains to speak. But this is not Disney, it's not Hollywood. This is real. Do you really think he was speaking to the mountains when the Gemara says Biksha alai rachamim? And the mountains answered back? That's not what it means. It can't mean that. What does it mean? It's a derech of a derech haflog of a tsar. He was as if Tosis brings. They didn't answer him like that. This was talking to himself, saying a conversation. What could be going on? It's supposed to Moir himself to do tshuva, as we find he did. Same thing says the Maram Sheikh. If Kolis says Biksha Lai Rachamim, it doesn't mean literally he said a voice of Biksha Lai Rachamim. He was talking to himself as a way of him Moir himself to tefillah, to get to that stage of wishing to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Mamshik is Moisev. Certainly, if we should go with the Maril and the Bach, that you're allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should save us from the Zchus of the Mesim. It could be that's what it means. Avos HaBik Shalai was saying that the Zchus of the Omis, the mitzvahs that they did, I don't know exactly what this means, that those mitzvahs that they did, they should help him out. I mean, it's not Chazron to daven. We're getting late for this evening, we'll carry on tomorrow, but just so you shouldn't leave out in case somebody has to go to the basic chorus tomorrow and you don't know what to do. So that's what we've learned so far. Just to bring, we'll talk a bit more about it tomorrow, but the Pirma Godim in Siman Tov Kuf Pe Aleph, Siv Kodim Tezvov, he brings the Shittas Maril, Shliyostim Bakim Mosei Neged HaMesim, like we said, it's a problem of Doreshal HaMesim, don't talk to the Mesim at all. But he brings, the Pirma Godim brings the Siddur Ma'ane Loshim, which was a Siddur, which was all the tefillahs there, Yusud, are based on Apir Hazoya Kodesh. So he brings there Yesh Tefillahs, in this siddur there are tefillahs which were mentioned in the kfarim, and the Prima Godin says mashma katzas shemavakshim es hanefesh yamletz tei ba'adenu. Within those tefillahs, the loshon is mashma that we can ask the nefesh, ask the mason to daven for us. And the emes is the bach right at the end after he's brought Rav Chaim Paltiel that be mataneder. After he's brought others that say not only because it's a mokum kodesh and because we can say in the zchusas dikim, he also brings the kana saknu sidra tefillah lemeshtat from akibur avis. There was this takana, the tefillah zochiri means this sefer man aloshim where this tefillah is brought down, which imply that there is tefillahs where we can daven to the kibur avis. So it sounds like he's quoting this man aloshim, and it sounds like he's wants to make this deal with Grodim that there are those in the schos that piyazoya that one can daven to the mason to daven for us. And the emes is this seems to be a little bit chazora then in the bachli ends off that you can, and we'll finish with this. We'll carry on tomorrow. And this diuk is also made by the Minchas Eloza, the Munkacha. And tomorrow, the Minchas Eloza, we'll see the Minchas Eloza. He brings him a couple of zoyas. So make sure you're not 40 yet. Make sure you're 40 by tomorrow. And then we'll go to the Minchas Eloza. That we can see the other side of the story. Same place, same time tomorrow. Yeah. Cool.